We are exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour. It's a Tuesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program today. Our guest this morning has served Orange County municipal and regional agencies for more than 30 years. And prior to joining Laguna Beach in 2016, she was Irvine's Deputy Public Works Director. And before that, she was Anaheim's Transit Manager and the Orange County Transportation Authority's Manager of Community Rail and Local Programs for Measure M. She brings to Laguna Beach a tireless work ethic and a palette of skills. We welcome this morning City Manager Sheree Dupuy. Good morning, Sheree. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking part in this. I know you're busy, and I know it's your first week, so you've got to be incredibly busy. How is the first week on the job going?
Oh, it's going really well. Actually, today is my 10th day on the job, so it's the start of my second week. So I started officially on June 12th.
Okay.
And things are going fantastic, but, you know, I'm quite overwhelmed.
I'm sure.
Which is, but it's going really well.
Good, good. And one of the many reasons I appreciate you being on this morning is because I can only imagine what those first 10 days must be like. As you look at our city, in a general question, what are the biggest challenges you see moving forward? And more specifically, what's the most dire need for our city in the next 10 years?
Well, a couple of things that I'm working on immediately, Ed. As you know, this is going to be our first summer post-COVID. So I'm working really closely with all the city departments to make sure we are ready for the summer. Our festivals are going to be opening up in a couple of weeks, and I want to make sure that we have all the city resources in town to help this summer and making sure our town can serve, you know, millions of visitors that come to our town during the summer.
Okay.
We're also preparing for the fire season. As you know, just over a week ago, we had a fire near the 73, and thank God we were able to put that fire out pretty quickly. But I'm working with all city departments to make sure, you know, we are ready for the fire season. But you looking ahead 10 years, you know, I'm going to be working really closely with the city council in listening to our residents, to our community, to our business community, and also to our staff through a set of surveys that we're going to kickstart in a couple of weeks to really understand what our residents and business community and city staff need. Looking forward. So I want to bring the results of all of those surveys to the city council, you know, through like a strategic planning session so they can define the goals and objectives for the next 5 years to make sure that me and the city staff are supporting them and working on those goals and objectives with them.
Excellent.
You know, some of the challenges in our town, I mean, you know, we are a small town of 23,000 residents with 6.5 million visitors a year. So definitely parking, traffic, congestion, all of those things are big issues in our town. And making sure that also our town is safe from wildfires. Those are some of the big challenges that I want to be working with the city council on.
Yeah, the moment we even started to smell the smoke last week, everybody gets that same feeling in your stomach. You get that same nervous feeling. So,
I know.
Kudos to the fire department for putting that out really quickly and for having a plan for future fires. Different people have different styles of management. If someone hasn't worked with you before, how would you describe your management style? And what's the most important responsibility that you have to the city employees?
So my management style is collaborative. I'm a true believer in a total team mentality. And I know that just by myself, I'm not going to be successful. I need my team to work with me together to provide the services to the city. And so I'm a true believer in working with city staff in a team environment to achieve our goals. I'm a really good listener, and I'm very transparent and respectful in my communication, and I expect the same from our employees. So I hope that I can work with them, you know, closely in a team environment that makes sure that we provide excellent customer service to our residents and provide all the services that they need.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, the city recently announced a budget to hire a consulting company to administer employee surveys, starting with the police department. And will other departments be done collectively, or will they be done individually like the police department? And what process are you putting in place to evaluate and then address concerns?
So the police department survey is going to be done probably in the next couple of weeks. And then after that, we're going to do an employee survey for all other departments together. And the process that we put together, you know, the company that we hired, they're a nationwide research firm, and they do this for all the cities across the United States. And they have, you know, a very comprehensive survey focused on, you know, police department and also to all municipal employees. So once we collect the results of the survey, our goal is to really create themes from the survey. First of all, understand from our employees what is working great, what are we doing well, and then also identify areas for improvement.
Okay.
And then I like to sit down together with the employees once we get the results of the survey and see what areas we need to focus on and how we can improve on any areas and really identify opportunities that I can work with the employees on to improve any areas that we might be lacking.
That's where your great ability to listen will come in super handy.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, when you hire a city employee, and I'm specifically, if let's say you're hiring or looking to hire a police chief candidate, what's the vetting process for police chief candidates? And does it or should it include scouring their social media posts and stuff like that?
Yes, we do all of that. So our process is pretty extensive. First of all, you know, we go through a process of multiple interviews. And the first interview is usually a panel of peers in the area. So we invite, for example, when we did the police chief recruitment, we had the police chief from the city of Irvine sitting on our panel.
Okay.
And then we had one of our council members, you know, at the time it was council member Victor that sat on our interview panel. And then we had, you know, our existing police chief, Laura Farinella, was on the panel at the time. And then me and Gavin Corrin, our director of admin services, were on the panel. So first panel, we'd go through, you know, a first interview, and it's a pretty extensive interview. And then usually we have 8 to 10 people that we interview. And then if we pick 3 or 4 people that do really well in the first interview and move them to the second interview. And then the second interview is usually done with the city manager and a couple other department heads. And then once they make it through the interview process, we go through an extensive background check. So for any candidate, we actually do everything from fingerprinting, criminal history. We look at all of their social media posts. We put a whole report together that's usually about 30 to 50 pages. Okay. Yeah, it includes their credit history. We do a visit to their home. And the police department, one of our captains, actually does the visit.
Okay.
And they write this whole report about this person, you know, history, background, their character, their lifestyle, everything. And then that report is provided to the city manager for review. And then after reviewing that report, we also check their references. So we usually contact 3 to 5 people that they're as their references. So the city manager of the city that they work for, their peers, some of their employees. And then after the reference check, then an offer is usually made. So it's a pretty extensive process.
It sounds like it. Yeah. I wonder if I could pass that thing. I'm like, all right, they're coming to my house, right? I didn't even clean. Wait, I got socks in the living room now.
I know. When they came to my house, I made sure my daughter cleaned her room. I'm like, hey, you know, the police is coming. Clean your room, girl.
So what kind of timeline should we expect in hiring either a new police chief or making Chief Calvert the police chief? What kind of timeline would we be looking at for something like that?
You know, as we were talking about, you know, the summer is here and it's coming. So I'm going to really work closely with Chief Calvert, our interim Chief Calvert, during the summer and just making sure that, you know, we make it through the summer safely. And then after the summer, I want to really sit down and talk to our interim chief about, you know, his goals for the future and also look at, you know, how well the department is functioning and has done through the summer. And that time we will make a decision if we're going to go out for a recruitment or if we should appoint our interim chief to be our permanent chief.
Okay. All right. And kind of sticking with the police department or those services for just a moment, in one of my recent conversations with the mayor, we talked about perhaps adding a couple of community outreach, and if not officers, then certainly community outreach mental health professionals to assist the two current officers that we have that are doing a great job. And the mayor estimated the cost of four of them at around $700,000. My question is that something the city would entertain carving into the current budget, or should we petition the county since really they're responsible for the mental health here?
Yeah, we're going to petition to the county for the mental health, a specialist, and see if we can get some mental health specialists to work along the side of our officers, our community outreach officer. Really, that's something that we believe the county should be providing, you know, to all the cities to really help with this issue. We are adding a couple of sworn officers to our, police department, and that was already approved by the city council. But those officers are really more focused on working in our neighborhoods that are significantly impacted by visitors near the beaches and near our recreational trails. But for the mental health officers or specialists, we're going to work closely with the county to see if we can get some funding from them or get direct, you know, resources from them.
Excellent. Please keep us in touch as to how that goes.
Sure. Absolutely.
I recently spotted you talking to a group of kids. I think it might have been a graduation. And I think my question is, as the first woman city manager of Laguna Beach, a successful woman and a person of color who's probably faced unfairness because of precisely those things that many of us have not faced, what do you tell young women, and specifically, what do you tell younger girls that you speak with about making it?
You know, I want to tell them that they should really believe in themselves. That if you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything. You know, it took me 30 years of working in the municipal government to get here, to become the first female city manager for Laguna Beach. And as you said, a woman of color with diverse backgrounds. So I think, you know, as a young person, you should really define your dreams and dream big and then believe in yourself and you can achieve it.
Those are great words. We certainly appreciate you and what you've achieved, and you know that we're all wishing you success here. I know you're busy, and I can't thank you enough for finding the time to speak with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Ed. I really appreciate being on the radio with you, and you guys have a great show, and I always enjoy listening to it.
Well, I appreciate that, and maybe at some point we can have you in studio, and you and I can play an hour's worth of music together.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay. Our city manager, Sheree Dupuis, thank you once again. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Ed.
All right. 8:45. It's the Mornings with Ed.